is up? Here's Dave. Here's Duncan. Back from Metal Epidemic for another album review. That's right, you guessed it. We are back to check out the new album from Belgian noisemakers Divided. The band's new album, Light Will Shine, will be released on March 29th via Dunk Records.
Absolutely no affiliation.
Sometimes you hear...
Or is there? Ominous foreboding. It's always difficult to know exactly how long to leave the pause before you interrupt someone. Yeah. I think I nailed it.
Okay.
We'll let the viewers out there decide by not leaving comments.
Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Sometimes you hear an album good enough that whatever the source, whatever the context, you just can't help but want to tell everyone you know about it. Belgian post-metal, hardcore, post-shoegaze quartet bring to the fore one such album. Honest and brutal, referential and experimental, experiential and immediate.
Light. You can see Lisa wrote this because Dave is...
taking my time.
She loves alliteration. I wish I read her press statements because I would get... It would hit me just in the feels because I love a wee bit of alliteration. Dave does not. Dave's brain goes, too many E's. Nah.
Light Will Shine is an excellent new addition to the modern heavy canon. In a sense, Light Will Shine is a circular album detailing vocalist drummer Pepine battles with anxiety. That's right, drummer and vocalist Pepine.
Once again, just a shining example of how much you were letting the side down back in the band days, Dave.
I was doing vocals.
One-dimensional Dave, that's what they called you.
What more could I do?
Big Davey, one instrument.
You want me to juggle when I'm playing as well?
Yes, yes. I've seen videos on YouTube now, and all I now know is the drumming game nowadays is all about things that you were not doing. You were letting the side down. I could be a millionaire right now. You could have had a hit song. But you're too busy.
Playing drums.
Playing drums and not singing, Dave.
Being the backbone, Duncan. That's what I
like,
was doing.
Like Divided with their drummer-singer. Singer-drummer.
Yeah. Cinder details his burnout and running away from responsibility, whereas Sleepers is his attempt at finding peace, embracing his fears and anxieties, accepting them as part of his life. The band will shortly be supporting Heavyweight's LLNN before performing at May 2024's Dunk Festival. You got a festival going as well. You fucking yes. Get your finger in every pie.
Well, unlike the drummer that just drummed, I was a podcaster, vocalist, keyboard player, record label owner, and festival promoter, apparently.
Dunk Festival. I mean, that sounds like you should
Dunk
be there.
Dunk Fest.
You should be.
It's a horny festival right there. I don't know.
Okay.
Anyway, so they're playing Dunk Fest.
They're playing Dunk Fest, and
is that just a showcase for bands that are on that label? I would assume.
Sounds like it might be.
Yeah. It's kind of cool.
Yeah. So anyway. Let's talk about Divided and their new album, Light Will Shine. this is so Belgian. Like, this is like, if I hadn't read that they were from Belgium, from the first 10 seconds of the first track, I was like, okay, right. This is the type of disgusting misery that comes from the type of country like Belgium.
Now, we just want to stress that what we're saying is in the heavy music scene, the music tends to be mired in a kind of nastiness. The country itself, I'm sure, is lovely, right?
It's not.
Like, just the way you set up that sentence kind of sounded like...
I've been to Belgium. I've seen Belgium, all right? It is like this music. It is great.
I have watched the movie In Bruges, and I refuse to believe, after the beautiful scenery of that movie, Dave, that the country is not nice.
What was that other absolutely miserable film that we watched that was from Belgium? Remember there was one we watched?
Yeah, Calvair.
But yeah, I mean,
Calvert is technically, I think it's set in the border. It's a French-Belgian co-production, but the directors are Belgian. And it is up there as one of the bleakest movies for me. It's also a Christmas movie as well, which is kind of amazing.
Yeah.
Man has intercourse with a pig. Anyway, divided, light will shine.
Light will shine.
Like, what they're saying is, they're saying Big Davey thinks that our country and our music scene is just mired in darkness. Well, ho, light will shine.
Light will shine, don't you?
Light will shine. Dog will eat. Light will shine. Bitches be crazy. I don't know. There's three-word catchphrases. You've got to do it.
Yeah. So, like, initially, first instincts were like, okay, this sounds like a Belgian band. Also, I got a heavy similarity to fellow countrymen Steak on that first track as well.
Steak are from Belgium.
Yeah, yeah.
Steak are a happy band. They had a song about a banana.
Yeah, well, I think they're getting happier as time goes on. Like, if you go back to their older stuff, like, it was like...
Yeah. I do like the fact we're saying that, but I'm sure there is a whole song on that last album called Fuck Anxiety, which just sounds like someone fucking crazy. So yeah, they are getting better. 20-year anniversary tour, but we'll get to that in a different video.
Yeah. When I heard the first track, I was hearing similarities between those bands. They both have that kind of noisy, kind of sometimes angular, very kind of like savage type attack to their music. But like newer Steak material, this also has like a kind of touch of that kind of gloomy kind of melody to it as well. And on that first track, Cinder, I was kind of in love with the vocals on that first track.
Vocals are amazing.
The riffs are great. And they kind of like convulse between like post-metal and sludge and hardcore. And the track has a really cool feel to it, the way it kind of like sways back and forth. But those vocals, man, Jesus, so good. I was really just like, Pepe Ine has this kind of like antagonistic type tone that just cuts through everything. It's one of those voices you like. I couldn't help but be distracted by the voice. And I was trying to listen to the riffs on the first track, but all I was drawn to was his voice on it. He's got a very cool like kind of tonal screamy melody which like adds this other layer to their sound as well. And once I hit that, when that first track finished, I was like, right, hold on, stop the album, let's not continue with this right now, let's jump onto YouTube. Because once I finished, I was like, wait a minute, this guy's the drummer, hold on, I need to visualize.
See, this is why I don't read the press statements, I just listen to the album. There was like, when track one finished, there was not a fucking herd of wild horses and a rope could pull me away from listening to the rest of the album. I wasn't like, we need to do a deep dive here. Like, I was like, I need to see his face. I need to see the words and breath coming out of his mouth. Drummer vocalists are not an uncommon thing for Belgium. Brutus are Belgian.
Yeah, true.
There we go, Dave. That's how they do it over there. Like, if you play one instrument, you are a fucking inadequate. You need to play two at the same time.
How did it
look live?
It's kind of ridiculous, to be honest. Because it's not like the drumming is minimalist. Like, he's playing fills and offbeats and you know, that part of the band is really interesting on its own. But his voice is like just as visceral live as it is on this album. But he does it while playing drums, which is just kind of, when you're sitting watching, you're like, and the three other guys at the front, they're just kind of like headbanging.
It's a weird dynamic now that you're saying it. Like, it must be weird.
Yeah.
Because you're used to looking at, is his drum still sitting at the back? Or is it sitting?
On the video I watched anyway, they were sitting at the back.
Bizarre.
But yeah, it's bizarre, but like really cool at the same time. And that last track, I loved the end of that last track when he gives that woo right at the very end. I was like, yes, I like it. So yeah, I was interested already. Like that first track, I was kind of sold on it, to be honest, after hearing it, and then actually visualizing it as well, was really cool to see. And kind of like bands like Steak or Chatpile or even Brutus themselves, Divided are a band that have many strings to their bow. They never follow up a track with something that sounds like what they've just given you. But it's mm-hmm. all within the same sphere of styles. Days Undone has like a lot more kind of cleaner moments guitar wise. Probably
grungy vocals.
Yes.
Like a really kind of like a Mantar kind of but cleaner. Kind of very grungy, very a slightly less abrasive Kurt Cobain tone to the melody, which is kind of amazing.
Yeah, guitar wise, it's kind of like sitting more a kind of like post hardcore meets like post rock kind of arena. And it gives the album a completely different kind of spin after the opener, Cinder, which was much more like abrasive and sludge heavy throughout. But then there are moments where the vocals get kind of so intense on that track that it's like it reaches into almost like black metal territory at one point, and I was just like, what the fuck is actually going on here? It's like it was almost like kind of post black metal, where the two extremes, the two extreme ends of that sound like are coming together, but they really like they complement each other really well. And then adding the piano piece towards the end was a kind of a really cool moment where it added a bit more kind of tenderness to the track, which I thought was a nice touch as well. I also love the fact this band aren't afraid to go long form on the album.
Why that second track merits all that stuff that comes later on, is the fact that they've done all the groundwork, and that's the progressive step the band take into something darker at about, what, like the 4.5-5 minute mark, and you're like, we've still got 2 minutes left, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, all bets are off.
Yeah. I like, they threw in a kind of track called The Vicious Loop, which is like about 10 minutes long. And that was cool because it kind of got you or allowed them to kind of expand on certain sounds, you know, show the kind of scope of their sound and really kind of delve into more of the kind of post-rock side of things, get a bit more experimental, but it also allowed them to kind of build with layers and give that real feeling of like a kind of a real crescendo kind of moment on the track. But they're clever enough to know that, like, okay, we've just done a 10-minute track, like a 10-minute epic almost, and we're going to follow that up with something a bit more kind of short and direct and something that's full of like angst and kind of really wiry sludge riffs, but still has a little bit of a kind of like vocal hook. So you're getting something that you can hold on to as well. So I thought that was really cool. I felt like it kind of showed that although these guys are very new and they don't like have much in the way of releases at all, there is a kind of proficiency to their songwriting that is much more advanced than you would think for a band at this stage in their career. I wouldn't say they're quite at the kind of levels of like a band like Steak, for example, but those guys are what, like
20 years? That's what I'm saying. Like they're 20 years, they're doing their 20th anniversary as a band tour, so that's kind of amazing.
Yeah. But if this is what Divided are kind of capable of right now on a first album, then I imagine like they're just going to get even better on albums 2 and 3. Actually, one of my favourite moments of the album was track 6, which is The City Slowly Undresses. And it's one of the most kind of minimalist tracks on the album. It's very, very clean musically, very kind of dreamlike. But there's also this kind of like old-time kind of grain to it. Like the kind of recording has like an aged kind of quality to it. It's very serene and just kind of builds around clean guitars and piano, but with a vocal that comes across as kind of quite exposed. And I quite liked it because there was nothing really to hide behind. There's no like wall of guitars and huge thunderous drums. It's all just kind of laid out there. And there's a kind of sincerity to it. And I think it worked really well as a kind of lead into the Warped Looped, which kind of comes like crashing in afterwards with these really like discordant riffs and quite jangly and metallic sounding, and it instantly turns your face from that was a really nice track to fucker, that is disgusting. You know what I mean? It's like just from one extreme to the other, but it's very much an album like that, to be honest. It goes from like serene and you know, elegant post-rock guitar work to these really in-your-face kind of dissonant riffs and really savage vocals. But I did really enjoy the kind of back and forth on it. It's an album that's balanced really well. And even on those longer songs, they never really feels like too one-sided or kind of overpowering in a particular area. This was a first time listen to this band for me, but I feel like they're definitely ones to watch. I think the attention to detail is especially kind of well thought out on this album, even down to the album's production, which has a really nice kind of roominess to it. There's actually, when I was listening to it, there's almost like a hiss on the album. When I first heard it, I thought, is that like just is that a mistake in the recording, or, you know, I wasn't entirely sure. But then as the album went on and the tracks kind of start to reveal more of that like lighter, more ethereal side, I actually think it's might be on purpose have that, because it almost adds this kind of certain kind of dreamy character to the overall production. So it really fits with the sound that they've gone for on this release. But yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed this. I'm looking forward to hearing what they do next. And as I said, I think they have scope to just keep getting better and better. This is album one, and it's really good as a kind of starting point for the band. What about yourself? What did you think of this one?
So with context and details now, I'm even more impressed. Mm. So I didn't know it was the drummer doing the vocals, and I had specific comments about drums being one instrument, vocals being the other instrument, and I can just conflate those motherfuckers together. I suppose the first big thing that hit me was, in terms of part of the world, Katastrat is, I think that's German, but then Belgium's right beside that. I think that actually means Cat Street. So I had it in my head, Cat Street. So maybe German, maybe German adjacent, maybe Austrian.
Is it not a place? No.
No, I think it's. I think there's more than one Katastrat.
Right.
Katastrat. I think. I would imagine there's more than one place out there called Cat Street. the same way we've got like Main Street, they'll have Cat Street. It's just Street of Cats, which explains why Lisa is doing PR for it. We know all about you and the cats, Lisa. You're straight of cats. We talked about that listen to the first track, and I was hooked. Mm. Like, instantly, I loved the production. I loved the use of space, the kind of pepper and atmosphere and depth without like leaning too much into it. And the first thing that was kind of going through my head is there's a whiff of the Deftones in here. Which turned out to be stronger odor as the album went through, but not in a bad way. Mm. Like you were mentioning, The City Slowly Undresses reminds me of kind of some of the somber moments on, is it their self-titled album that had Minervera on it? Potentially. I think it's the album just called Deftones, which has a kaleidoscopic view.
Yeah.
On that, there's at least one or two tracks which have a kind of really vulnerably led piano. Mm-hmm. So, like, they really started experimenting a lot with that. And also, and you're going to love this, Nine Inch Nails. If you listen to the Downward Spiral, especially the latter half of the Downward Spiral, it's full of these kind of wounded, old, kind of almost semi-broken piano parts that, like... Adley, you see vulnerability. I think the reason that track sounds so vulnerable is in not only the title of the track itself. Undressing puts you in a state of vulnerability. You're kind of peeling back something and exposing something you might not want to, or, you know, something you're apprehensive of. The fact that it's basically saying this is the city unfolding itself to you. You get a peek behind the veneer of what you're supposed to see as a concept and as a track. My motor neurons were fucking firing on all cylinders, were hitting all the right sweet spots for me. But like working your way through it, the band's greatest gift, and you've touched on this, is the way they've structured the album. Mm. Like longer tracks do give way to shorter tracks, almost like instinctually throughout it. But also those shorter tracks are like almost a dynamic opposite of the track you got before, which once again allows the album to feel like the closing of one movement, the beginning of another. I love when bands do that, because that to me shows that someone has sat there and said, right, this song's amazing. We cannot, must not do this in the next song. It needs to have something that leads somewhere else or takes you in a different a kind of different experience to the listener. It seems like a fundamental that all bands should do, but you'd be surprised how many bands are like, we have 12 songs. Let's release the album. And then it just, you know, it becomes a kind of pissing contest as to what goes where, as opposed to a compositional point of view as to why tracks should go a particular way. Mm. They're all over this year. And I love that. Like, I would argue that The City Slowly Undresses, Into the Warp Loop, Into Sleepers is one of the strongest closing three song selections I've heard this year. Mm. You go from Vulnerability to Jarring to a track which is almost the longest. It's not quite the Vicious Loop, which is track four, is longer, which comes, interestingly enough, four songs before. So halfway mark, closing mark, two long form songs. And they actually work kind of almost against each other. The Vicious Loop itself contains a bit more discordant tones, a lot more fuckery with synthesized sound effects, or that's guitar pedals or whatever they're doing there, specifically towards the end where things get a bit jarry. Sleepers is like high Deftones, you know what I mean? It really, really is, but in the best possible way, because it doesn't sound like Deftones are playing it. It just sounds like something they would do to close an album. The kind of post-rock elements work so well here against those very, very, very abrasive vocals. You mentioned Days Undone in brackets So Long earlier on, which is the second track, which starts off in this kind of grungy, clean place, and by about, you know, about the third quarter of the track, is hitting you with stuff that just makes you feel like the singer is in pain. It's so harsh sounding and so abrasive, but finishes in this moment of light. And the album never forgets that. As dark as it gets, as jangly as it gets, as like twisty as it gets, it always finds its route back, interestingly enough, in the light. Like, you're always brought back somewhere in the track, whether it's how a track finishes or how the next track starts. It finds a moment of serenity and light and positivity. And once again, that's just, to me, that just makes my heart sing. I love that. As it's so easy to go the other way and just keep writing the nastiest, angriest shit in the world, but then don't call your album Light Will Shine, which was like all the way through this, I got the feeling that whenever things got a bit like disgusting or angry or jangly, that cloud was going to move at some point. I was going to be hit with this ray of light, and the album has those wonderful moments. Album artwork, I think, is indicative of that as well. I love the album artwork. It's very, very simple. It has a kind of ye old timey filter on it as well. Kind of looks like a kind of 1980s Polaroid. But the idea of that light within us, it's projecting out of the person. Fucking love that. You mentioned the production. I think the production is like perfectly attuned to the band. It's so clean and so inviting with those clean guitars, but when we need to get nasty, it's so jarring and angly that it just, but without sounding like we've had to fuck around with the sound too much here, the dynamics of those sections flow so well in. Like, you could sleep on the bass work in this one, and I would assure you don't. The bass work is at times very subtle, but in a track like Sleepers, there's whole sections where the bass is driving what the band's doing, and I kind of love that as well. Vocally, I'm even more impressed now that the drummer is a vocalist. I thought the drums in this were really, really, really good. Like, moments of flurry and flair without showboating, tight and fucking like in the pocket, locked in. But the fact he's also doing these vocals and with the range that he's delivering, that's just, it must be something in the water over there. Or drum tutors say, can you sing? You can't. Out my class. It's the Phil Collins class of music. You know, like, I love so much of this band. I'm kind of shocked that they're as young as you're saying they are in terms of their musical maturity, because this feels like stories of experience well lived in, and that tends to come out after bands have seen the world. That's when they're like, whoa, there's a lot of shit out there. Let's write an album about that shit. That kind of push and pull you were talking about in the description about the drummers. Kind of crippling anxiety and how they deal with that. I mean, that would once again make sense in terms of the tone of the album. Yeah. It finishes really, 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 really strong. It's really, really, really well put together. I don't think it's a perfect album. That being said, these are one of these bands where I don't think there's a whole lot that needs to happen out with just more songwriting to seriously put them on the map.
Yeah.
Belgium's got a weird wee scene of music, man, honestly. It's a strange pocket. Their bands have a way of... Like, I'm just thinking of the three we've just discussed there. So Stake, these guys here, and Brutus have a weird way of like really capturing emotion and just resonating it right in your face. Like, here is like anger, pain, hate, jealousy, fear, anxiety, love, despair. Here it is in a ball, and here it is right in your face. And I can't think of many scenes that have that as well as these guys do. Yeah, like, definitely want to watch. Like super excited about this one. It took a lot of boxes for me, like, right across the thing. The only kind of big negative that I said is I don't necessarily think they've quite found their overall sound yet. But I don't think they're far from it. There was too many elements where I was like, that really reminds me of this band, that really reminds me of that band, which is cool, but I think, you know, on a second album or a third album, when that's all ironed out, I think you'd be talking about a world eater here. So
nice. Okay. So finally, scores for Light Will Shine. This is thoroughly enjoyable. I can see myself coming back to this quite a bit. I probably go 4 out of 5 on this one. I think there's definitely room to improve and to grow as a band, but it's a really impressive first release from these guys. I think they've got a lot going for them. They've got the tools to do big things. They can be just as big as bands like Stake and Brutus easily. So I'm looking forward to hearing what they do next, but it's a 4 for me on this one. What about yourself?
I'm coming in marginal higher than you, 4.5.
Nice.
Yep. I don't think they're far from me at all from hitting that album that I'm just like, oh life. Fucking... It's affirmed on this release. They're really not that far from it at all for me. So yeah, 4.5.
Nice. So this one drops on March 29th on Dunk Records. Links below.
Nothing to do with me. Let's just stress that just in case I get sued. Fuck all to do with Dunk Records.
Links below the band to the pre-order.
Or do I? That's the pause again, eh? Bringing it back. You know what? Comes full circle. Light will shine. Dog will eat. Time will tell.
Check this album out. Links below. Have a listen. See what you think.
Big Willie style. Don't know why that came out of my head. Anyway, let's bring this
up. You'd got through the whole review without mentioning any form of penis.
I had actually, but that's an album and nothing to do with my massive genitalia.
Is it?
Anyway, let's close it out.
There's a double meaning there. Okay, that's the review. Thanks for checking it out. Much appreciated. We'll be back with another review very soon, but until then, take care. Speak to you soon.
Bye, everyone. Wire! All out the street!